All right. Thanks for tuning in to Press Any Button Football Day. We're about to totally play some sports.
This is exactly what they would say before a football
game. Oh, yeah. All right. If you haven't guessed, today we are going to be talking about NFL Blitz, which is an American football video game developed and published by Midway Games for the arcade in 1997, the first game in the NFL Blitz series. The game diverges from traditional football rules in that there are no penalties, no substitutions, and players can perform illegal attacks on each other, such as drop kicks and body slams. The game was ported to the PlayStation, Nintendo 64, Windows, and Game Boy Color in 1998. And we played it on Nintendo 64.
Still need to try out that Game Boy Color version. I have a feeling it's probably going to not quite be like the regular game.
Yeah, I don't know. We played it on a giant TV, and I still had trouble kind of seeing where I should throw the ball. So I would imagine playing it on a Game Boy would be kind of hard on the tiny screen, you know?
Yeah, that, and you really don't have a ton of space, so.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it would be interesting.
So, Eric, are you all schooled up on your NFL Blitz knowledge?
I am, and I'm ready to take you to Football Academy.
Ready to take me to Blitztown, USA?
College Town, USA, except this isn't college football, this is NFL football.
Ooh.
Yeah.
All right, whatever. Eric, I am pretty excited to hear about the game, though.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. I didn't really intend on this to work this way, but it's almost kind of a sequel to Mortal Kombat. Because, you know, NFL Blitz did come out a few years after Mortal Kombat by the same company.
Yeah, true. I did notice when I was reading the intro, I was like, oh, Midway. That's familiar.
Yeah. So, yeah, we talked about Midway in our last episode, but just in case you missed it, they're basically responsible for developing a bunch of great arcade games in the 90s, like Mortal Kombat, Cruisin' USA, NBA Jam. And NBA Jam is actually where I want to start. Did you ever play NBA Jam? Did you ever see it in the arcade? It's a basketball game.
I mean, I've probably seen it, but I don't know if I've ever actually played it.
Oh, man. Really good game. So I don't want to talk about it too much because I might pick it at some point. But the long and short is that NBA Jam was ridiculously successful for Midway, even more so than Mortal Kombat.
Wow.
The game grossed over $1 billion worldwide within a year of its initial release in 1993.
Okay, so they were like, we got one sports game. It did really good.
Yeah.
We got one fighting game. It did really good. Why don't we just mash the two together? And see how it goes.
Kind of, yeah. So the reason I wanted to mention that is because the development team of NFL Blitz was headed by Mark Turmel and Sal DeVita, who were the ones behind NBA Jam. So the guys behind NBA Jam were like, yeah, we're going to make a football game.
We want to get more violent.
Yeah, and NFL Blitz was a deliberate attempt to translate the exaggerated arcade-style approach of NBA Jam to the football realm.
Okay, so is NBA Jam... Do they fight each other and stuff in that game at all? Or?
The violence isn't like super emphasized. There is like pushing though, and there, you know, there's no foul for pushing.
Okay.
So yeah.
So I just wanted to take that concept and like kind of push it further.
NBA Jam is more focused on like the dunks and like, you know, catching fire and the arcade elements.
Oh, okay.
It's definitely not like a realistic basketball simulation. It's like, you know, yeah. 2-on-2.
Okay.
But
gotcha.
Yeah, simplified rules, all that stuff.
So it seems like a pretty logical next step.
Yeah, so yeah, they wanted to do with football what they did with basketball. Just simplify it, making it into a fun arcade game.
And it clearly paid off.
So yeah, Blitz was an early attempt at making a 3D game, with Turmel noting that if you look at the NFL Blitz player models, it's only like a few hundred polygons.
Yeah, you can tell, especially when you look at their arms.
Yeah,
it's like,
you have like
weird,
super like rectangular arms, like and biceps and more of a squarish head.
Yeah.
And so forth. There's not a lot of resolution or detail, but it was still enough so that the hardware was strong enough to run at like 60 frames per second, which is like pretty necessary, especially in the arcade where you want things to look like flashy and punchy and like running fast.
Yeah. Got to catch the eyes of all those little kids.
Yeah.
Well, adults now, because we're all going to barcades these days.
Yeah. There were notable changes they had to make too, like reducing the number of players from 11 to 7, changing the first down to, from 10 yards to 30 yards, making extra points automatic, removing all penalties, and reducing quarters to 2 minutes. And I say 2 minutes, but the clock runs at an accelerated pace, so it's actually less than that.
So you're telling me all this things that I thought I learned about football from playing this game. I was like, oh, I'm learning so many rules. It's pretty much nonsense.
Yeah, kind of, you know, some of the basics are there, you know, like you throw behind the line of scrimmage and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. I need to unlearn everything I learned. Dang
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but these changes were mostly designed to like add more action and speed to the game and kind of punch it up.
I'm glad they did, because I'm not trying to play like a 3 hour football game and like a football game in real time. No, thank you.
Yeah, I know.
That would be so boring.
Yeah, especially in the arcade. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
So initially, after getting the okay from the NFL to make a less realistic and more action-focused football game, representatives from the NFL came by to check on the game, and it did not go well.
Uh-oh. What was wrong? All the violence.
Yeah, so upon seeing a spinebuster move for the first time, DeVita distinctly recalls the league reps exclaiming, "Are you guys fucking out of your minds?"
I mean, had they not played Mortal Kombat before? Hello?
Obviously not. So, according to Turmel, the NFL representatives basically wanted to wash their hands of the game and give the developers their money back from the licensing because they thought the game was way too violent.
Like, honestly, I would take that quote verbatim and put it on the cover of the video game because that just makes people want to play it more.
Well,
in quotes, it's like, "Are you out of your mind?" And then underneath, it's like, "NFL exec." And then you're like, as a kid, you're like, "Oh, I gotta play this." Like,
well, keep in mind, they're still trying to get approval to even publish this game from the NFL.
Yeah.
Because the NFL at this point is ready to pull their license and just like not have anything to do with this game.
So then they would just have to call it Football Blitz?
Yeah, they would have to take all out, all the team branding, all that stuff.
True. Dang it. People gotta ruin everything.
Yeah.
So it's probably way cooler.
I mean, yeah, I'm sure they thought about that, like taking it their own direction. But at the same time, those team names, those licensing things, they're kind of important.
No. Yeah.
Okay.
So did they have to tone it down a little bit after that? Boo.
Yeah, so the development team went back and edited out some of the more violent animations, including a pile driver, an animation of kicking a player while they were down.
Come on.
And then an animation that involved picking another player off the ground by the face mask and shaking him. They also had to shorten the time in between plays where most of the late hits could be done.
Yeah, I noticed that. Because that was one of my favorite things to do, was like,
yeah, just after
to do
the
like
play.
A body slam after the play was over. And I'm like, well, you got like 1 second to do it. Yeah, better hurry. Run over there and jump.
So after the edits, the development team brought the game to the NFL headquarters and basically asked them to reconsider, like, pretty please, like, play this now. Like, is it good enough? The NFL did find the less violent version of their game acceptable, and they were allowed to go through with the release.
I'm surprised they still didn't make them put like a disclaimer on there, like, "This is not accurate football," like, or something. I don't know. Something lame.
I feel like they should have had more of a sense of humor about it.
It's, I know,
clearly parody.
Yeah, come on. I feel like it's what Vince McMahon wished that his football leagues were whenever he owned all those random football leagues.
The XFL.
Yeah, I feel like this game is like really what he was trying to like create in real life.
Yeah, it turns out that you really can't do that with people though.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, I guess he thought the NFL was getting too soft and wanted to add some violence, but yeah, I don't know.
And show.
When it comes to actual people, you know, you don't actually want violence. Violence.
I don't want anyone getting super hurt.
Yeah. So anyway, NFL Blitz was released in arcades fall of 1997. and is estimated to have made roughly $650 million in its first year, which is, yeah, pretty good.
Whoa.
And then the next year, it was ported to all the consoles and stuff.
Mm-hmm. How do they get the numbers from the arcade games? Do, like, the people that own the arcades report back to them, like, oh, I got $50, like, today from your machine, or I got $300 this week for your game?
No,
like,
that,
how would they, like...
The quarters are the amounts the arcades are making.
Mm-hmm.
So Midway wouldn't be making that money.
Yeah.
Midway makes money from actually selling the arcade
cabinets.
So that's cabinets.
Just from how much they made by selling the cabinets, not, like, how much the game made, like,
yeah,
overall with the quarters.
Yeah,
everything.
But if people are buying the cabinets, you know, yeah, the game's making money in the arcades. So.
Yeah, true. Dang, that's a lot.
So, yeah, their end is just selling the cabinets. So, yeah, they sold a lot of cabinets that first year.
Yeah. I wonder how much one cabinet was back then.
Probably a lot.
Like, you think, like, more than $5,000?
Ooh, I don't know. I think less, but I'd say, like, in the $2,000 or $3,000 range, but that would be my guess.
Yeah, I'll have to look into that.
That's an interesting question, though. Okay, and then finally, yeah, NFL Blitz, like, the series, the games, like, had a steady stream of releases about once a year until Midway went bankrupt in 2009.
Oh, no.
EA currently owns the rights to Blitz.
Okay.
But they've only released one game in 2012. All the
wow.
way back in 2012, and it was like a digital purchase only.
Mm-hmm.
And that version isn't supported anymore.
I wonder why they gave up on it. It seemed like a pretty good money-making game.
Yeah, the thing is that's not clear to me is whether EA gave up on it or if the NFL didn't want to license any more games. Because at some point, like in the Blitz series, they lost the ability to license NFL-like names and teams and stuff.
Oh,
I wasn't sure if part of that was like EA buying the exclusive rights or if that was the NFL saying, hey, we don't support this violent content or this violent representation of our sport. Because the NFL is like super sensitive, I feel like, to that kind
of
stuff.
Well, they're on a...
they're trying to like clean up
massive,
their,
yeah,
their public image and make
exactly.
their sport look less violent. And meanwhile, you have this game company turning it up to 11 and just going and making it ridiculous. I can kind of understand why they're butting heads, but at the same time, it's like, it's parody. It's a video game. It's fantasy.
Exactly.
So that's my history.
Wow.
Would you like to hear some fun facts?
What kind of a question is that? Would I?
Would you like
of to? Of course I would.
Would you like to hear some fun facts?
Hit me with your fun facts. Fire away.
All right. Fun fact number one. Sal DeVita, the lead artist, did the motion capture for the player moves in a NFL Blitz. So, yeah, he was the guy who did, like, all the jumping and all that stuff.
Wow.
He had previously gained experience from working on Mortal Kombat 3 and is actually the player model for several of the characters in that game, including Nightwolf, Sektor, Cyrax, and Smoke.
That's funny.
Yeah. So if you play Mortal Kombat 3... you will see Sal DeVita.
Nice.
Yeah.
So that's pretty funny. He's just like doing all the things.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Fun fact number two, the voice actor who provided the announcer's voice in the game.
I love the announcer.
He might sound familiar.
He does.
His name is Tim Kitzrow. He was also the announcer in all the NBA Jam games as well. And since he has a background in improv at Second City in Chicago, a lot of the lines he speaks are actually improvised.
Maybe that's why I thought he was so funny. Well, I never played NBA Jam, so I wouldn't know his voice from there, but his voice did still sound familiar, so he's probably done other voice
work. Yeah, he's done other announcing work like that.
Yeah, sure. I'm sure this one video game wasn't his only job, you know?
Yeah.
Well, that what was the other game? NBA Jams. Those weren't his only jobs.
He's probably more recognizable for NBA Jam just because more people played it, and the boom shakalaka.
So, like, ooh, he got a facial. That was improvised?
Some of it was,
That's one of my favorite lines.
I think most of it was improvised. It was just him being silly.
Yeah, that's awesome. Because that's one of my favorite parts about the game, actually.
Yeah, I do like the announcer, too. Okay, so fun fact number three, and this was a fun fact that we both kind of discovered.
Mm-hmm.
There can't be more than three overtimes in the original NFL Blitz.
Yeah. I found that out
way. I think in the arcade game mode, it just ends in the tie.
Uh-huh.
But we were both playing season mode when we got our three overtime ties. Mm-hmm. And for both of us, the game just ended in a loss.
Yeah, I gave it to the computer.
Which, yeah, you're already...
I'll talk about that later. Still mad about it.
I tried to look this up online, but I couldn't find out if it was like, okay, you're the player, so we're gonna say you lose, or if there's some criteria it was judging you on. Mm-hmm. I have no idea. For now, I just assume, like, if you're the user or the player, you just lose a tie game that goes past triple overtime to the computer.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Okay, you don't like that.
That's not how you make your players happy, okay?
Yeah.
You should default to the player. I'm sorry. Especially if you're on easy mode.
Yeah, it seems like a waste having played that game that long and, like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's an automatic loss. God, that's frustrating. So, fun fact number four. If you beat the season mode with a rating of 90 or more, you will get invited to a locker room party with the cheerleaders.
Ooh. What do you do? What are they doing there?
So I watched the video, the YouTube video, uh-huh. Which is why you were seeing all the NFL blitz stuff show up on our YouTube page. But yeah, the locker room party is literally just a single picture of a football player and a cheerleader holding hands in the locker room. It's like just
wow,
the two of them.
Wow, so sexy.
And that was the whole locker room party.
So naughty. I bet all the dudes were like, yes, we're going to see all the cheerleaders in the showers and stuff. Yeah. And it's like, not. Psych.
Yeah, if I'd worked really hard to get that and saw that, I would have been, yeah, that was not worth it.
I don't know. It sounds like a hilarious way to troll.
Yeah.
Back before trolling was even a word.
I assume that's probably exactly what it was. All right, and that's my fun facts.
Wow, those are some fun facts. Fun facts. Good job.
Thanks.
Eric, first of all, why did you want this game? Because you put this on your Christmas list.
Yeah.
I got it for you. And why did you pick this game?
I just enjoyed playing it when I was younger.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't know.
We haven't done a sports game in a while, I guess.
Well, yeah. Well,
really, other than like Rocket League, we haven't done any other sports games, have we?
Yeah, Rocket League was the only one, and that's not like...
Unless you count Shaq Fu.
Yeah.
That's karate, right?
I tend to like the unrealistic sports games. Like, I like the NBA Jam series, Hang Time. But yeah, I always liked the kind of arcadey, less realistic sports games that kind of like punched them up.
Yeah, that's cool.
And I figure if I was going to pick one that you might actually like Blitz might actually be a good one.
Yeah, good job. I did like the game. I thought it was pretty fun.
The next one will be a manager mode simulation. You will hate that.
Ugh, yeah, that sounds not... No. please don't make me do that.
We'll see.
Oh, gosh. So, Eric, what is one thing that you like about NFL Blitz?
So, yeah, as far as football games go, this one's really easy to pick up. It's really simplified the game in a lot of different ways. Fewer players, just a handful of plays to choose from. No penalties to worry about.
Yeah.
It's a good choice for someone who is pretty new to football video games like Nikki.
Yeah.
And might not know a lot of the rules.
Yeah, I agree. And like you said before, like the games are short. There's not a lot of time in between the plays and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like it just kind of keeps going like at a good pace.
Yeah.
And it's good if you have ADD or ADHD because there's not enough time to really get bored.
Yeah.
Which I like.
You don't have too much time to think about things. You just do it.
I don't know. I like games that are like fast paced like that. I mean, sometimes it's good to slow it down, but you know, you can get bored. So I like games that kind of keep you going.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
And this is one where you really can't. I mean, I guess if you turn off the timers, you can like take a lot of time picking your plays and stuff, but I don't really know why you would put that much thought into it, you know?
Yeah.
I wouldn't spend 5 minutes picking the perfect play for this game because each quarter is only 2 minutes, you know?
Yeah. I like to turn them off just because it takes a little bit of time to get to that third page where all my created plays were.
Oh, yeah.
Because it only gives you like normally like 5 seconds or something.
Yeah.
Which is just absurdly short.
That was way too short for me because I don't even know how to read plays.
Yeah.
I like literally never played any sports that had plays. So I was looking at these circles and X's and I'm like, I didn't even know which one was supposed to be me.
Yeah.
So like for me to pick a play in like 5 seconds, no. But like turning the timer off, I think it's been like maybe 15, 20 seconds picking one just because like for me, I don't really know what they are. But, like, you know, for you or someone that's played football before, you probably wouldn't need as much time as me. Well,
even then, like, usually you're only looking at, like, a page of plays, and it doesn't take that long. And I kind of like that they did it because it keeps it moving, at least in the arcade. When you're playing the home version, you don't really need to do it, but...
Yeah.
What about you? What about something you like?
I love the violence. I love that it is... It's less Mortal Kombat, so you're not really doing, like, fighting moves and there's no blood or anything. It's more of, like, WWE or WWF or WCW game, because you're doing more wrestling moves than, like, fighting moves. Although those could technically overlap or whatever. But it's more in the style of wrestling, like, fake wrestling than it is Mortal Kombat.
And it definitely comes off as goofy to me, and that's part of the reason super goofy. I like it.
There's a lot of, like, random sound effects from the players, like, ugh. There's one where, like, you do a touchdown and you do, like, this Tarzan yell and you're like, ugh, you know, and you're beating your chest. And this game is definitely does not take itself too seriously, which makes it really fun.
Yeah. And to me, it's like, I want to see that version before the NFL came in and we're like, oh, you got to take all this stuff out.
I know, right?
I think they actually have blood and stuff.
Oh my gosh.
But they could have added some fatalities, you know, like final play, like you finish off the entire team.
Oh my gosh. That sounds like a whole different game. I do think this stays true to still being a football game, you know, just with, like, a few little violent digs in it where, like, the violence doesn't, like, overtake the whole game.
Yeah.
You know?
That's a good point.
Yeah. I love the commentary. Like you said, the improvised lines. I didn't know they were improvised until you told me that in the fun facts just now. But... I don't know. Those always make me laugh. It doesn't matter how many times I hear, ooh, he got a facial. Like, I laugh every single time because it's hilarious, you know?
Yeah, it's really good.
The whole game is really funny to watch.
Yeah. One of the things I liked is the fact that it runs so fast. It's actually really impressive considering how old it is and the hardware that it runs on. Gameplay can almost feel too fast sometimes.
Yeah. I didn't really notice that, but now that you say that, yeah, it does run pretty smoothly for such an old game.
Yeah.
Like, I guess I can take that for granted because I play all the new games now and they're all fast.
Yeah.
But you have to remember this was, what, 1998?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, getting a game running impressive. That fast is, like, that was actually pretty rare.
Yeah.
Especially on, like an N64.
Mm-hmm. This game is really fun to play with your friends, too.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
We played the season mode, and it's kind of like playing the tower in Mortal Kombat, you know, or playing, like, the AI in Mortal Kombat. It's, like, way more fun to just play against your friends.
I 100% agree. This is a much better game with, playing with your friends.
Yeah,
and
when you can smack talk each other and just throw jokes out there, like, that makes it a whole totally different game.
Yeah, the later ones I feel like were great, too, that would go on 4-player, because this one was only up to 2 players.
Oh, wow.
The thought process behind that was, like, you know, if you're playing on the same team together, that extra person really didn't have a lot to do.
True. Yeah.
It's like usually the player one is the quarterback and player two might go in as a receiver, but that person might not get the ball.
Yeah. Yeah. That sounds like it would be kind of boring.
Yeah.
So what do they do in the arcade version where there's 4 players? What do you do?
The original one was only 2-player.
Yeah.
Later they would add they would go on to add 4 players in the later versions.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, when they added the 4 players, what do those extra 2 players do?
Yeah, they're the extra guys.
It's still just that. Yeah. What they were afraid of.
I'm not sure if it switches back and forth between the 2 players for quarterback or not.
You'd hope so, because it'd suck being, like, that second guy.
I think it's maybe, series. Like, every series it swaps off. I know some of the games started doing that at some point.
Yeah.
My final pro is the play editor is actually pretty neat. It's fun to experiment with creating different plays, but it is a little limited because the game itself treats everything as a pass, and it only gives you up to 3 receivers. But once you make some plays you like, you can basically always have access to them, which is pretty neat.
Yeah, I didn't really mess around with that too much because I, like, literally have no idea. I don't know. It'd be like writing something in Spanish or French.
Yeah, it's fun to try, though, even if you don't really know what you're doing.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I just was like, I'll use the plates that are already on here. Those look pretty good. Better than anything I could come up with. I'd probably just come up with something crazy that wouldn't even work.
You never know until you try. Maybe the AI wouldn't expect it, though. You see, the AI expects those plays.
Oh, true. Oh, yeah, good point. Mm-hmm. I didn't even think about that. Wow. Mind blown, Eric.
All right.
But a con to that, we can segue over to the cons.
I see what you're doing.
Is in the play builder thing for the thumbnails, you can only have a name. And I wish it would like let you design your own thumbnail. That way you could remember more of what like you did with that play.
Yeah. You know? Or they could have even come up with something. I feel like. Yeah, I agree. It kind of sucks where you're like, okay, I called this play, but...
Which one was that again? Is that the one where the receiver goes over here or here? Or like,
and when you make like, you can make up to 12 players. When you make 12 plays, it's like, all right, I want the one that does this. Which one? Was it this one?
Yeah.
And then you like you load it up and you're like, oh, wait, no, it's not. Wait, what does this one do? Yeah.
Yeah. And for the pre-made ones that are already on there, the thumbnails are pretty good.
Yeah.
So like, I don't know why they wouldn't at least let you have the option of making your own thumbnail.
Yeah.
You know? So you could put something in there to remember which play it was.
They could have made an algorithm to make a picture of a play. I feel like they could have.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have been that hard. Come on, guys. So one of my cons is, God, the rubber banding is awful in this game.
I have that. That's my number one con.
It's one of the drawbacks.
It basically makes the difficulty setting not even matter.
Yeah, it kind of does. You're right.
Because it's going to be the same difficulty because of the rubber banding. It doesn't really make it any easier.
Yeah, and part of that is just the fact that it's an arcade game. It was designed for the arcade.
Yeah.
So because of that, like, what it's trying to do is it's trying to keep you engaged.
Mm-hmm.
It's trying to make the game interesting, assuming you're only going to play like a quarter or like half a game.
Yeah.
And so it wants to keep the score close, so you have a reason to keep putting in quarters.
Yeah. I guess that makes sense. But I feel like maybe when they ported it out to the consoles, they could have changed a couple of things, maybe.
Well,
if you're going to have difficulty option, you have to make it different. If you don't, what's the point in having people have the option of easy, medium, difficult, you know?
Yeah, I mean,
it's like, don't give me a faux, like the illusion of choice.
I mean, I'm sure it does something, but it doesn't do it to the point where it's substantial. Easy still feels pretty hard. Normal felt pretty hard. I didn't play on hard, but I assume that also feels pretty hard.
Yeah.
It's like they all feel, they all feel
annoying.
Hard.
It's like, just don't give me an option on the difficulty. Just make it all normal if you're going to do it that way.
Yeah.
Also, the rubber band thing is annoying. I also think if you're in easy mode and you go into overtime 3 times and it ends in a tie, you should default win that. I feel like any other game, if you're in easy mode, the computer's gonna give you the benefit of the doubt over the computer, or at least it should if you want to make your customers happy and not rage quit like me.
Yeah,
that was so annoying. It was almost like playing 2 games because you played 3 extra quarters.
Yeah,
and then because of the rubber banding, it was tied, and like you still lose.
Yeah, it's actually kind of hard to win in overtime because you'll score, and then the computer will come back and score right away.
Yeah. It's almost like you have to wait and score when there's not that much time left. Yeah, so they don't have enough time to come back.
Yeah.
So it was so frustrating, though.
No, I understand. It happened to me, too. But again, I don't know for sure if it's not measuring something like, okay, this player has the most total yards, so they're the winner.
Yeah.
It could be doing something like that. I'm not for certain sure that it's like just handing it to the AI.
I don't know. I just feel like it shouldn't be like that if you're on normal or difficult mode, but if you're on easy mode, it should give you the win.
Should just,
because you are in easy mode. That's the definition of easy mode. Right there.
All right, easy mode should let you win.
Yeah, exactly. Especially if there's a tie, you know. Anyway, I'm still bitter.
All right.
Clearly.
Well, hopefully you can get over it. So one of my other cons is that there's not a whole lot of depth to the game, partly because it's coming from the arcade.
Mm-hmm.
but it gets pretty repetitive in the short term because once you find a way to exploit the AI, you tend to want to keep doing that. They have a season mode, but it's really just a series of games against the same AI that you're playing in against every single time. Yeah. So
like, it's not that different.
Yeah, none of the season games really feel that different.
They don't really set up one team with a stronger defense or one team with...
I mean, they do. The teams are statted differently.
Oh, they are.
It's, to me, it was hardly noticeable.
Yeah, I didn't notice either.
I couldn't really tell. And then when you do make it to the playoffs and the Super Bowl, it's like there's nothing like about them being more important games. They play exactly the same as all the other games.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I feel like it could have been spruced up a little bit.
I agree. My last con is that if you don't know anything about football, like me, and it's pretty bad. Like, I really just never cared to learn anything about any of the rules. You do probably need to know a little bit about football.
Yeah, it helps.
You at least have to know how to read the plays, or else you don't really know what you're really picking. And so, like, for me, like, I had to get you to kind of show me, like, which circle am I? Because I didn't even know that. I thought I was another circle, and I was playing, like, a totally different way.
As it turns out, you're none of the circles. You're the purple X.
Yeah. Yeah, turns out. I still don't remember. So. But, yeah, if you don't know how to read plays or at least know which one you are, it's kind of hard to make an informed decision, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I can see that. And the game does do some tutorial stuff at the very beginning of every single game until you turn it off in the settings.
And I don't... Yeah, I'm not about that life.
but
if you're playing it with friends and stuff, I'm sure they'll be like, hey, yeah, this is... They just tell you what it is.
I mean, the tutorial stuff is just like three text boxes.
Yeah.
And I don't think you ever read any of them, did you?
No, I did not.
Couldn't even be bothered to read those three text boxes.
I kind of read it. I was like, okay, I'll figure it out.
Then I had to tell you that you had to use a turbo button.
Yeah, you did. I'm sorry, I just did not think that you would be able to use the trigger button in a football game. I mean, it makes sense, I guess, but I just like think of that more of like, shooting or something. Yeah.
Okay, strategy stuff.
Strategy.
What was your number one strategy for winning games? Like, what worked the best, you feel like?
I only won, like, two games the whole time.
Yeah.
And I don't think there was any strategy. I think it was strategy. Luck.
Just pure luck.
The only piece of strategy I have, if you can, score later in the quarter so that the other team doesn't have time to come back.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good piece of advice, I feel like.
Although that's easier said than done, I will say.
Yeah. So first piece of advice, use the turbo button.
Oh, well, yeah. Use the turbo button. And the jump and roll. And if you double tap the trigger, you can like do a cool spinny thing.
Yeah, double tap turbo to spin. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's actually really important.
Yeah.
But if you do it too many times, it increases the risk that you'll fumble it.
Oh, no.
Did you know that?
Well, I didn't do it as much as you, I don't think.
That's why you run along the sidelines. And then before someone tackles you, you jump out of bounds. That's why.
Yeah, I did see you do that quite often. Cheater. Cheating the system.
It's not cheating.
Leave it to Eric to find the workaround.
Yeah, so for me, I found that running plays seem to work the best. Just send your receivers out and then run around everyone with your quarterback. Once you get
up. Throwing it's so much fun.
Nah. It just gets intercepted. Once you like start leading by a little bit, you know, your fumble rate will go way up, your interception or chance rate will go way up. So what you start doing then is just start doing slant routes with your halfbacks. So
what's that?
Or your running back or whatever.
What's a slant route?
Just where you kind of send them off to the side a little bit.
Oh.
Because once you get up and score, like they will start coming for your quarterback really fast. So you want to get rid of it right away.
Oh, gotcha.
And then just like bend around the first guy and then run up the sideline. It's pretty much what you do.
So many good strategies, babe.
Yeah. Also, like I said, once you're ahead, never throw the ball downfield. It will be intercepted almost every single time.
Yeah. Just like in real life.
Unless the player you're throwing to happens to be like wide open. But usually the AI is cranked up in difficulty at that point. So that's probably not going to happen.
I feel like the AI... is like the Falcons, you know?
Okay.
Because once we get ahead, It's like the rubber band effect.
Oh, yeah.
Of the other team, and they get ahead at the end. And it's like, then we lose.
Yeah.
We just always lose our lead.
All of a sudden, the players start just doing really dumb things. And yeah. You're like, oh, man. It's like,
come on, Falcons.
For defending.
Whoa. Okay.
So that was offense stuff.
Wow. Okay.
So now we're going to go into defense.
Okay.
I found that the play that worked best for me was near zone, where everyone kind of plays a closed zone and you're like kind of covering a large part of the center of the field. Blitzing can work on that play, safe cover, but you really need to get a sack right away, where the AI will pick up a lot of yards usually.
Yeah.
And the AI gets really hard to sack, like, once your team gets ahead. So I find near zone is a good, like, just a coverage defense.
Gotcha.
If you're defending a long pass downfield from the computer, try to, like, tackle the receiver before the ball gets to him.
Yeah. Because you kind of know where they're going to try to throw it for the most part.
Yeah.
So if it's a short, kind of guess.
If it's a short pass, you're probably not going to have time to, like, take out the receiver at a time. But if it's a long pass downfield, like, you can take
probably
him out.
Probably get him. Yeah.
But what happens to me more often than not is, like, hit him, and then instead of, like, being wiped out, he'll just stumble for some reason, and he'll still catch the ball. I'm like, okay, this game sucks. I want to throw my controller now.
Yeah, I wanted to rage quit so many times. Like, this is stupid.
Also, probably the most important part of playing defense, if you're defending and, like, the pass isn't in your direction, just let the AI try to handle it.
Yeah.
Don't immediately switch to a player, especially, like, if the computer throws it to a receiver you can't see.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're going to switch to the guy, and you're probably going to jump in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
And then the computer's going to pick up a bunch of
yards. I actually did a lot better in defense once I stopped switching players. I just stuck with the one player put me on, and then I let the AI do all the rest of the work. I'm like, okay, this is a lot better than what I was doing when I was jumping around all the players trying to dive tackle and stuff, like missing the guy over and over.
Occasionally the ABABABAB works, where you're just like, change player, dive, change player, dive, change player, dive.
Yeah, it didn't work for me that well.
Yeah, occasionally it will work, but usually not. Okay, and that's all my strategy stuff.
Good job.
Yeah.
Got a lot of good tips in there.
Thanks.
You did help me out a lot when I was playing. I got better once you told me a lot of things.
Oh, thanks.
But not that great. Not that great.
It's the rubber banding. You can never get that great.
I'll blame the rubber banding.
I feel like I never really won a game by like more than three or four scores or two scores. Mm-hmm. Usually most games are like one score or two at most.
Yeah. I'm wondering if the newer games kept the rubber banding effect, or if they kind of like made that more fair.
Well, the latest one was only 2012, so so it didn't go for all that long.
Yeah, true.
Well, I say that. So yeah, the other day, you took a picture at Costco and sent it to me, and it was a NFL Blitz arcade cabinet.
Yeah.
Which is super random.
Yeah, there's this company called Arcade 1UP, and if you've ever been to, like, Walmart or Costco or a lot of other places, I've seen them. They're kind of like these mini arcade games, because they're not full-size, like what you would see in a normal arcade. And it's almost like if you're not a child, you would need to put it on, like, some kind of platform, or else you'll just be hunched over playing it.
Yeah.
But they are kind of cool. It was like $350 for this arcade machine, and like four people can play on it.
Yeah, that's cool. And it's NFL Blitz. I don't think it's the original Blitz. I actually looked into it a little bit, and it's a remastered version of the game. And one of the downsides of it is they unfortunately had to edit out some more of the like brutal tackles and late hits, which is kind of disappointing.
Boo.
It's the whole NFL trying to clean up their image, I guess. Whatever.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, and it's like you said, they made the cabinet really short. I guess that was to make it more affordable.
Yeah.
Maybe it was a price reason for doing that.
Probably. You can ship more, and yeah, it's lighter and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really not that bad as far as, like, the width-wise. It's just short. So you definitely have to have some kind of platform or something to put it on to raise it up a little bit.
Yeah, so that same version of Blitz on that arcade cabinet, that's going to be released for Xbox and the PlayStation stores in January sometime for $15.
Oh, okay.
Just FYI. If you want to more censored version of Blitz. It's coming.
No, thanks.
But, you know, I mean, it's at least a way of having Blitz on like a later console.
True.
Or a version of Blitz.
If you don't already have the game like we do.
Oh, yeah.
A physical game.
If you don't have the old hardware or you don't have ROM files or something, that might be an option. That might be a way of just like reliving some of the nostalgia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's all I got for future stuff.
Did you hear they're doing an NFL Blitz movie?
What?
I'm just kidding.
I was about to say, there's no way the NFL would approve that.
That's true.
Based on what I know about them.
Yeah, right. I'm just pulling your strings. Wait, no. What is that? That's not right.
Pulling your leg.
I'm just joshing you.
Joshing you, bro.
Just joshing you, bro. So, Eric, are you wondering if I totally won the Super Bowl?
I am. I assume you did it when I wasn't looking because you hadn't gotten very far when I checked last.
Well, last night when you were sleeping, I played 25 games in a row.
More than necessary.
Well, I started the season over.
Okay.
And a couple of times I restarted and I did eventually not win.
What was your final record?
I don't know.
Like you were
I don't remember.
Like you had gotten 5 or 6 games into it.
Yeah.
To the 17.
I was not really keeping up with my record very much. It's too heartbreaking. No, I'm just kidding. I really only played about 8 to 10 games.
In the game, you don't have to save if you lose. You can just like reload.
But, yeah, true.
Which is why I think you hadn't gotten very far.
Yeah, I only played about like 8 to 10 games.
Yeah.
I'm really bad at this game. And with the rubber banding thing, I just was like, I'm never going to win the Super Bowl. Let me just write the rap.
All right, so you're rapping this week.
Yeah. You ready?
Yeah. Yeah, let's hear it.
Go football! I have a confession that I need to make. I can't tell a football from a snake. Just here to give my ass a shake. Wanna take me out for wine and steak? Cheering on my team from the side. Pretty sure that pass was a little wide. Did those two guys just collide? I swear, if this thing ends in a tie. Are we now in overtime? Someone bring me vodka with a lime. I really need that bell to chime. If I have to stay, I might commit a crime. Oops. Officer, was it me? You got no proof, now let me be. I look around, everyone's taking a knee. I'm totally innocent, I guarantee. 3 weeks later, I'm still in jail. Got me asking, what the hell? Lost my tan, looking pale. Eric, can you come and post my bail? Go football!
Wow, good job, Nikki.
Thank you. You like the story arc?
Yeah. So you're a cheerleader.
Yeah. That doesn't know anything about football.
Okay. So like in real life, except for the fact that you're not a cheerleader. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I imagine cheerleaders, you know, they probably don't get paid that much when they have to go into overtime. So they probably get mad when it goes into overtime.
I don't think cheerleaders get paid like much of anything at all.
They get paid some. But anyways, I was angry. I may have committed a crime and then ended up in jail. It's a whole story out there.
Yeah, it's a great story.
Thank you. I might write it into a movie or something. I just wrote the NFL Blitz movie.
There you go. NFL Blitz.
I might need to change it to Football Blitz,
I guess it would be Electronic Arts. EA, if you're listening, free idea.
Can I get permission to write the NFL Blitz movie? Thank you. I'll take your silence as a yes.
Silence once you yes.
All right, so Eric, are you ready to change pace a little bit?
All right,
we've been playing some high action, some fast-paced games.
All right, let's
get some violence,
slow-paced sleepiness.
We're gonna go into a relaxing mode. Okay,
super relaxed.
So I want you to take a deep breath through your nose and exhale through your mouth. All right. Say Wusaba.
Wusaba.
All right. Your game for this week.
Wusaba.
Any ideas, any little inklings of what game I might choose that's chill and comfy?
At some point, I know you're going to pick it, so I'm going to guess it. Is it the new God of War Ragnarok?
I said chill game. Chill, comfy, slow-paced, not violent game.
I feel like that can be pretty chill sometimes when you're like not rowing around in a canoe, you know?
Not violent?
Okay, that does okay. Not you go... can just say you're wrong. You don't have to like...
I'm just saying, God of War and not... I mean, it's called God of War. It can't be called God of War and be a non-violent game. Okay. Anyways, it's a game that was free on PlayStation Plus not that long ago. And I played it, and I thought it was really fun.
Oh, I think I know what your game... So, I don't know the name of the game.
I'm going
to
make
like,
you play it.
I think it's Camera something.
It's called Toem.
Toem.
T-O-E-M.
And what's that stand for?
It's just a word. It doesn't stand for anything.
It's not an acronym.
Not an acronym. And your challenge is to get the cosplayer trophy.
Cosplayer trophy.
On the PlayStation.
Okay.
So this is on PlayStation 5.
Cosplayer trophy, PlayStation 5, Toem.
Toem. And it's a...
Not
it's
an
a,
acronym.
It's a photography game. So think like Pokemon Snap, at least in the same vein. But it's way different, I would say.
Okay, so Pokemon
Snap,
but you
are taking pictures.
Way different.
Yeah.
Yeah, sounds good.
Awesome. We'll see if we can do it.
Yeah, give it a try.
All right, well, we'll see everybody next time.
All right, bye.
Bye. And as always, if you like what you heard, please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and connect with us on our website. That's right. Press Any Button now has a website. So please check it out. It's pressanybutton.net. You can leave comments. You can leave reviews. You can listen to our music and all kinds of other fun stuff. All right. See you next time. Bye.